We present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four contestants to speak, if they can, on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject which is written on the card. And according to how well they do this, they will gain points, or their opponents will gain points. And for those of you who may not yet be sure of the game, I think the rest will become obvious as we play it. And Peter Jones, this week we would like to begin with you. And the subject is treachery. Can you talk to us for 60 seconds on treachery, starting now?
One of the most unpleasant aspects of human nature, of which I suppose everyone is capable at some time or other, my mind goes back to that famous occasion underneath the House of Commons when Guy Fawkes, perhaps better known as Guido Fawkes, was plotting with his other friends with barrels of gunpowder labelled, I believe, with that name, and above, the members of Parliament were congregating. It was the 5th of November in, I think, 1670. I'm not exactly sure of the date.
Clement Freud has challenged you. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
Of historical information.
Yes, it wasn't 1670. I'm saying
no, it wasn't. No,
you tried to get out of it by saying about that time, but I'm afraid it wouldn't do. So I agree with Clement Freud's challenge, so that means he gains a point for the correct challenge. He takes over the subject, which is treachery, and there are 25 seconds left, Clement, starting now.
When you're in the middle of talking knowledgeably about some subject, and a
hesitation.
Hesitation, I quite agree, yes. So, Peter, you get the a point and the subject back with 20 seconds left for treachery starting now.
And there was the other famous occasion when Brutus and Cassius...
Clement Freud's challenge, why?
Repetition of occasion.
Yes, I'm afraid there has been more than one occasion,
oh,
Peter.
Yes.
So I agree with Clement Freud's challenge, so he gains another point for a correct challenge, taking back the subject of treachery, and there are 16 seconds left, Clement, starting now.
Comes up to you and buzzes, "Oh, what treacherous behaviour is that, my countrymen? Then you and I and all..."
Peter Jones has challenged again. Why?
He couldn't have buzzed that, could he?
What do you mean he couldn't have buzzed that?
What? He said someone comes up to you and buzzes. Didn't he say that?
I don't know, actually. I was getting a message from your messenger about the next subject at the time.
Oh, so you weren't paying attention,
no,
you mean?
No, I wasn't paying attention. So I'll have to ask the audience. What did you say, Clement?
I was in the middle of continuing the sentence that I started when I was so wrongly
interrupted. That's right.
Interrupted.
That's what he was doing. I knew it was something. So I'm afraid it was a very good try, Peter, but I disagree with the challenge. So Clement gains a point, keeps the subject, and there are 8 seconds left, starting now.
She wore long white cami knickers and crept into the crypt of the church, holding a secret in her left hand and watching carefully...
That didn't go after 60 seconds then should have been blown by Ian Messiter, and I must explain to the listeners the reason he didn't blow it was because the subjects that he has composed this week have all got slightly confused, and he's been writing them, rewriting them while that first round was going on. I was trying to watch him and listen to the contestants. I think
well,
we've got
hesitation
it sorted out now.
Then
Clement was speaking then when the whistle should have gone, so he gains an extra point. And we go on to the second round, and Sheila Hancock, it's your turn to begin. The subject is my future. Can you talk about my future for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is something to which I look forward with great pleasure because it cannot be worse than my past. I visualize myself as a very old lady living in the country, wandering in my garden, collecting pretty flowers in a basket.
Kenneth Williams has challenged. Why?
I've never heard of quitty flowers.
I said pretty.
I heard you say quitty.
Well, you're deaf then, because I said pretty.
Well, whether she said quitty or pretty, it's very difficult to keep going under the pressure of three people trying to challenge
pressure,
you.
Pressure? I haven't gone near her. It's fair pressure.
That's a different kind of pressure. It's a family show, Kenneth. Come on, steady on. Remember what you always say. No, I thought it sounded like pretty, but even if it didn't, she intended pretty. So I disagree with your challenge, Kenneth. Sheila has a point, keeps the subject, and there are 44 seconds for my future Sheila starting now.
Wearing a straw hat and smiling benignly at passers-by. Also...
Clement Freud's challenge, why?
Deviation.
Why?
Well, the Street Offences Act.
But I'm in my garden. I'm not on the street, I'm in the garden.
Well, she was smiling.
And benignly.
You're smiling at passers-by.
Benignly.
Well, presumably not also in the garden.
But having
this garden that borders on the road, just the legal
this amounts
you could look over the fence, couldn't you? What's the matter with you?
It amounts to licentious and suggestive behaviour, and we don't want to.
I don't think it would be. Not the way Sheila would do it.
Clement, she has established that she was
very old.
She says established she's a pretty old lady.
She's tottering about in this straw hat, giving him the wink. Obviously. All the fellas, he's quite right.
If at that age it can be interpreted...
Yeah.
Makes it worse. Horrible.
It's dirty old men, but dirty old women doing it is a disgrace.
If that is what you like, Clement Freud, you stick to your particular taste and we'll stick to ours. If benign old ladies smile at me, I think they are just being charming and benign. So with Sheila, I disagree with the challenge. You have a point. My future, 37 seconds left, starting now.
Young people will come and visit me.
Peter Jones is challenged.
A repetition of people.
Yes, we've had more than one people. So, Peter, I agree with your challenge, and you get a point for a correct challenge, and there are 35 seconds left for my future starting now.
And I can visualise being one of these people on the sidewalk just outside Sheila's house when she's a very old lady, and I would be probably trying to pick up one or two of the blooms or blossoms that
Clement
she was
Freud
tossing at.
Challenged. Why?
It isn't. Bloom.
Yes, but he was trying to clean it up. He said, pick up, and he realised how filthy that sounded. And we've already established that Sheila was not there for the purpose of a pick-up when she's an old lady. So I disagree with the challenge.
You're making my future sound awful, and it was a lovely vision.
I know, I'm keeping it nice, Sheila.
You've tainted
I'm on your
it.
Side.
You've tainted my whole future, the four of you.
No, I'm keeping it very nice and very beautiful and very
go on,
lovely.
Then.
So
you're
Peter...
going to be picked up by me in my straw hat.
He's picking up your blooms. Oh. Well, that's even worse, isn't it?
Even better.
Well, or even better, according on your taste. Right, Peter, I disagree with the challenge, so you have another point, and you have the subject, my future, with 22 seconds left, starting now.
I should be of an even more advanced age than she would be, and I might often retrace my steps past this lovely old cottage and collect old bits of fruit.
Sheila Hancock has challenged, why?
Repetition of old.
Yes, we're getting a bit too old.
We are, yes.
So, Sheila, correct challenge, I agree. So you gain a point on the subject. My future, 10 seconds left, starting now.
These youngsters will sit at my feet while I recount tales of yore.
Kenneth Williams has challenged one.
I think this is all terribly boring rubbish. I'm bored to tears. I am old.
However
old
boring it may be, it's still...
Sitting in that store act talking to a load of idiot kids.
Well, my future
it is still Sheila's future.
But surely boring is not an offence in this game, is it?
I wasn't talking to you. Mind your own business. Your chairman is chairman now.
Changes the whole picture of the thing.
I quite agree, Peter. If boring was a challenge, Peter, it would change the whole complex of the game. It isn't. As long as you keep going on the subject on the card, which Sheila was doing...
Yeah,
then
she's going all right.
Yes, she is. And there are 5 seconds for her to continue going on my future, Sheila, having gained another point, starting now.
I will give them advice as to what to do with their lives and...
What an old bore.
Those of you who may not know, when the whistle goes, it does tell us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains the extra point. On this occasion, it was Sheila Hancock, who this moment, Kenneth, stop playing making sheep's eyes at the audience. We had that subject last week. Whoever is speaking...
I dread to think what your future would be. It's a good
May we please play just a minute? At the end of the second round, Sheila Hancock has taken a lead. And Kenneth Williams, it's your turn to begin. All right, we've had Sheila's future. Now we'll have the we'll hear something because we would like to hear you on my past. So we're going to get our own back after those challenges. Kenneth, my past. Can you talk on your past? Well, no, sorry, the subject is my past. 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, this is so full of lurid and eventful accounts that I think...
Peter Jones, why have you challenged?
I just... my finger slipped on the button.
Reason for challenging, but it's not in the game, I'm afraid.
No.
So you've all finished with this boring trivia and minutia.
Go on.
Perhaps I can be allowed to continue.
Yes, I do apologize.
You will be allowed to continue, but you've got a point, Kenneth. It's your first point of this particular show. It should make you very happy. The subject is my past, and there are 53 seconds left, starting now.
It is most beautifully shown in my album of snapshots, and the earliest one depicts me sitting on a tiny stool, and below is a small puddle. And people say to me, what's that on the
Peter
floor?
Jones,
and I say, well, in my nervousness, you see.
Yeah, while they were laughing.
What's the matter?
You hesitated.
I didn't at all.
Yes, after the puddle, you definitely hesitated.
Did I hesitate? There you are.
I know. Well, they want to hear more about the puddle. That's why they're saying that. But they're not. I've got to be fair. You hesitated after your...
I did not. I announced something. And my mother's sitting there. Look at her. She's gone white.
She probably knows all about that puddle anyway.
She does. Yes. I know.
She probably
awesome.
Had to mop it up, poor soul.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, I disagree. I mean, I agree with the challenge. I disagree with what you're saying, Kenneth. There are 35 seconds for you, Peter, on my past, starting now.
I'm well equipped to speak on this subject because, of course, in my case, there's rather more of it. So I will think back over the years to the time just after or just earlier, perhaps.
Clement Foy's challenge.
Hesitation, repetition of just.
A one or list the a other. Load.
No deviation.
And a bumble coming up.
And a bumble, and a yes. Bumble and an impediment.
I've won the challenge, please, Clement.
Well, hesitation.
There was no hesitation. I agree for repetition of just, but there was no hesitation. So Peter Jones has another point, and there are 24 seconds for my pass, Peter, starting now.
Some years before the
1930s. Clement Freud's challenge, why?
Repetition of just early on.
No, it's too late now.
Quite hesitation, then.
No, it's too late now for that as well. So it's... Jones has another point for incorrect challenge, and 20 seconds on my past, Peter, starting now.
A few years before the march from Jarrow.
Sheila Hancock has challenged
one.
Yes, we've had years before, Peter. This was a correct challenge. It wasn't... So, Sheila, agree with your challenge. 16 seconds on my past, starting now.
Oh, we're going to get one next.
I was born in the Isle of Wight, after which we moved to King's Cross. My mother and father were publicans. My sister was on the stage, and they decided it might be a good idea to do the same with me, not having any other
Brilliant.
On this occasion, Sheila Hancock was speaking when the whistle went, so she gained the extra point and just managed to get a lead over Peter Jones, who previous to that moment was in the lead. He's now in second place, just behind Sheila. Clement Freud, your turn to begin, and the subject is, you've guessed it, my present.
No.
Can you talk about my present for 60 seconds, starting now?
On my birthday, my family clubbed together and gave me the most splendid present. It was a railway train. Not, I ask you to believe, a toy one, but a real, genuine thing made of steel and brass and tin plate, with a whistle that hooted and a scream that came out of the machinery at the bottom. Together with this, I tried to purchase an entire crew to service this vehicle, but this became very difficult because British Railways, who are, in a manner of speaking, in charge of all such mobile equipment, decided that there was a go-slow on at Chelmsford, while the people in Doncaster were asking for more money and fewer hours.
Sheila Hancock has challenged
what? Deviation.
Why?
Well, it's nothing to do with his present, the fact that they were going slow in Doncaster and all that,
no,
is it?
No, he was on about his present, I agree, yes. I
he's
mean, I think
he's talking about what he's going to buy to go with his present.
Yes, I think he's got well away. What a result of his present, then he was talking about the go slow in Doncaster. I think he got away from the description, the details of the present. So, 15 seconds, Sheila Hancock, my present starting now.
I am sitting at a desk.
Clement Freud, challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree with that hesitation, Clement, so you gain another point and take the subject of my present back again with 13 seconds left, starting now.
And so I drove it myself.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Hesitation. Very long pause.
No, I don't think he did hesitate then. No, he was
He's
a bit intimidated
to tell
by...
with Clement.
And when Kenneth Williams is sitting beside him making the most revolting faces to the audience, it's jolly difficult to keep going anyway.
That's his normal face.
Well, it's his normal face. Well, pull yourself together. I'll make a few abnormal faces so we can play.
The ghost low at Chelmsford's affected me, dear. I dropped off. I dropped right off. It's soporific the way he goes on.
Yeah. The ghost low at Chelmsford, the national strike at Doncaster. So he's still with his locomotive, and there are 9 seconds left for my present, Clement, starting now.
Sitting here with Kenneth Williams resting his left cheek on my right shoulder. It's the sort of present.
Peter Jones, your challenge. Why?
Deviation.
It's nothing to do with his present.
No.
I quite agree. Peter, you have another point.
Oh, the contrary.
Oh, I see, of course,
he means
my
it's
present...
deviating for Kenneth to have his cheek on his shoulder, and I agree.
Well, I thought it was.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that is not within the rules of the game. You mean my present is the... meaning my present this particular moment. You're quite right, Clement.
He was talking about his locomotive, wasn't he?
He was, and he very cleverly and very quickly switched to my present meaning, my present moment, which was Kenneth Williams leaning against him. He had us all fooled for a second, including me. So, Clement, I must take back what I said. You have another point. 4 seconds, my present starting now.
And this is very pleasant indeed, because I love an answer.
At the end of that round, Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, so he has leapt forward. He's now equal in the lead alongside Sheila Hancock, and Peter Jones is only just behind them, and Kenneth Williams, with all his faces, is trailing somewhat. So, Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject is stuff and nonsense. Can you talk to us on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
I often stuff furniture, or in more often, it's pillows, or either...
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
I don't want the rotten subject, but he did say often twice.
And he did hesitate, yes, but I'm afraid we've got to be fair, but in the rules of the game, Sheila, the correct challenge, you gain the subject, 55 seconds, stuff and nonsense, starting now.
This usually means, as Kenneth would say, a load of rubbish. And he says it very often. I think he should change and say stuff and nonsense every time one of us deviates from the subject. I sometimes stuff cushions, and while I'm doing it, I sing a nonsense rhyme, such as...
Peter
Jack's
Jones, why have you challenged?
Nonsense.
It's one of the words on the card, so she can repeat it.
Yes, oh, yes. Well, we walked right into that one. She was preparing that trap. I didn't go for it. She does that to you. That's why she wins.
Yes. And repeat it as often as she likes, you mean.
No, there is a limit. I mean, if she goes on
What's
too much.
What's the limit?
4 times you're allowed the title.
No, 3 times after that. And it depends how often within the short space of time, too. I have to use a certain amount of discretion on
that. Well, it depends on whether it's British summertime. I don't know.
So it depends on the leniency of the chairman, the discretion of the time. I disagree with your challenge, Peter, so Sheila gets another point, and 35 seconds for stuff and nonsense, Sheila, starting now.
Usually what politicians say is what is on the card. At least that's what I think. While I am doing this to these pillows...
Peter Jones, a challenge. Why?
Repetition of pillows.
Yes, we've had
I said cushions. I said cushions.
Cushions before.
I deliberately changed it to pillows.
Oh, listen, you walked right into that one too, Peter. So Sheila has another point, and there are 23 seconds for stuff and nonsense starting now.
Or indeed bolsters, I sometimes do this too. And
Peter Jones has challenged again.
Repetition of sometimes.
Yes, sometimes
no,
do
that's
this
just
too.
One word. Yeah, you can't do it on one word.
Oh, but she's done this sometimes
oh,
do
go
this
on, he
too.
Can have it.
She said about 3 or 4 times. You could say sometimes.
I think he's most ungallant.
No, I think she's reached the point of no return on sometimes, yes. And I give the benefit of the doubt to Peter with 18 seconds left, starting now.
And I myself have occasionally pushed the old kapok or feathers or even down into soft furnishings which are littered all over the house, and there stand as mute testaments to this industry which I have practiced in...
that occasion, Peter Jones, speaking when the whistle went, gained the extra point. I'd love to think Peter Jones's cushions and bolsters and pillows that he stuffs then stand. I wonder what he... Pretty frightening. Oh, Sheila Hancock has a definite lead at the end of that round, and Clement Freud and Peter Jones are now equal in second place. And Sheila Hancock, we've come back to you again. It is your turn to begin.
How lucky you are.
Yes.
Are.
And how lucky we may be when you hear the subject that Ian Messis has thought of for you. Yes. Women's lib.
Oh.
Can you talk about women's lib for 60 seconds without hesitation, without repetition, without deviation, without being interrupted, starting now?
It is extremely difficult to do justice to this subject in 60 seconds. Most people think it is a business of burning your brassiere and going around liberated in that fashion. In fact, it means a great deal more than that. I consider myself to be a liberated woman because I am lucky enough to be in a profession where the wages are equal. Nay, in fact, a woman can
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree, Clement. You gain the subject. 34 seconds for women's lib, starting now.
Basically, the idea of women's liberation is to liberate them from all such things as were imposed upon them by virtue of their femininity. And thus, a fully women's lib lady would be one who dressed, behaved, or in any other way deported herself in exactly the same manner as would one of the opposite sex. And the day that Sheila Hancock arrives wearing Peter Jones glasses,
Kenneth Williams is chairman. Yes, I was very interesting, actually. I was rather interested to see how she was going to arrive.
Absolute rubbish.
Before we became embarrassed by what she would arrive at, Kenneth, I agree with the challenge. 5 seconds on women's lib, starting now.
This is an idea that certain people here have, and it's apropos emancipation, and I say more power to them.
Well, Kenneth Williams was then speaking when the whistle went, so he gains the extra point, but alas, he's still in fourth place, but also it's his turn to begin.
Well, thank goodness.
So, Kenneth, the subject for you now is useful hints. Can you give us some in just a minute, starting now?
Well, a very useful hint was given to John Wilkes Booth when he decided to assassinate Lincoln. They said, get out of it by jumping off the stage box onto the stage and thus make your getaway in the hiatus created dramatically. So he did this and broke his ankle in the process and gave rise to a very bad taste story whereby the reporter said, apart from that, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you enjoy the play? And of course, many people would
Sheila
disapprove.
Hancock has challenged
What's
you.
What's she on about?
It's super, but it's deviation. I mean, he's got right away from the hint that was given to Booth, and I don't believe anybody hinted it to him anyway, Kenneth.
No, I don't.
Since you weren't there, you might as well shut
Not
your
you.
Brain now. All you do is interfere. You won the game last week. It's a disgrace. She cheats all the time. Of course somebody gave him the hint. They said to me, here's the hint, mate. Here's where you do it.
He thought
very
of
good
himself,
hint.
Probably.
Well, I think the thing is, Sheila, that I think in that serious situation that John Wilkes Booth was in, I mean, it was a pretty useful hint, wasn't it?
Of course it was, indeed.
Going on to what
do such a row!
Well, it was another...
Never have had women on this show. Never have had women.
So,
you were just talking about women's liberation just now.
Yes, well, I mean,
in that field,
Emily Pankhurst and Amelia Bloomer, when she promoted her cause
Typical
and threw her crinoline away while the audience cried, what ho, and walked about in drawers.
All right. Very nice. We're sorry you didn't have women's lib. It would have been good for you, Kenneth. You keep the subject. Useful hints. 35 seconds left, starting now.
One that was given to me was, when you have a filthy pan, put a little salt on it before washing up, and you will find this will gently raise the pan stain, and thus will all come sparkling clean again. Ah, said how nice. Lovely idea. And I really admit that...
Sheila Hancock's challenge was...
Everything!
What?
Hesitation, deviation. He hesitated a bit then, and he was deviating.
He hesitated. Only what one chance? Which one is it?
Hesitation.
No, he didn't hesitate.
Good for you. Good. Yes. Shut up.
When does a long drawn out vowel become hesitation? When he goes. I call that hesitation.
Well, you don't quite a good old witch there.
You had some very useful hints. What to do with your dirty frying pan?
Oh, go on, get on, you silly old fool. He's never cleaned a saucepan in his life, anyway.
Really rude, isn't it?
Come on. 9 seconds on useful hints, Kenneth, starting now.
Another one is to chuck something over your shoulder in the event of a rainy day or of a cold key down the back. Now, I wouldn't put one up.
Sheila Hancock, why is your challenge?
What is... You do, well, I mean, the two things aren't connected,
I
are
disagree.
They?
Kenneth Williams has another point.
Oh.
2 seconds left, starting now.
Another hint, I say, put your cap in your pocket. If it pours down, you'll come again.
A very tight contest, and it gets rather needled at times because they do, thank goodness, all want to win, which is a marvellous feature. In third place, equal, were Kenneth Williams and Peter Jones. They were a little way behind Clement Freud, who was in second place, who was 2 points behind this week's winner, who once again was Sheila Hancock. We do hope that you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Mester and produced by David Hatch.